Welcome to the Spring GR Podcast. I'm your host, Alindra Dantzler, the Marketing Communications Manager. Here at Spring GR, we believe entrepreneurship changes lives and transforms communities. On this show, we bring you the stories, the lessons, and strategies from our alumni and community partners who are building bold businesses right here in West Michigan. Today, I'm joined by Sam, a Spring GR alumni. We're going to talk about scaling smart. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Tell us about your business.
Yeah, so I have a food truck that sells Japanese fish-shaped stuffed waffles.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Can you break it down for me?
Yeah, so let's start at the beginning. I was living in New York City as a graphic designer and got so burned out of being a graphic designer, I decided to completely change my life and moved to Japan to teach English.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's a turn.
Yeah. And I went there because I love anime, I love video games, and when I got there, I realized that I really love Japanese food.
Okay.
And what I learned really quickly is that there's more to Japanese food than just sushi and ramen. And what I fell in love with are these little fish-shaped waffles that like these street vendors would make and like these old grandpas. And I just knew that when I got back, that I wanted to bring this to the people of West Michigan.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. First things first, I love anything waffle related. I'm more of a waffle person than a pancake person. So 100% I'm on board.
Awesome.
So if you had to define it, what stage of business would you be in?
What do you mean?
So stages of business, like, are you currently growing? Have you made it to where you want to be in business? Are you just starting out? Like, how long have you been in business?
Yeah, so we've been in business for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And definitely growing. And we're just trying to figure out, like, we're at this, like, sort of, we're not quite at a turning point yet to, like, kind of figure out, like, which path to growth we want to do.
Okay.
We just got our food truck in May. Like the past few months, and it's like gone so well, and we're just trying to figure out like, I guess what's next.
Yeah.
But also like we're trying to nail our current like business that we have now and kind of growing from there.
And I feel like with that, that's probably where Spring GR came in because you were confused. So when did you go through Spring GR?
So I went through Spring GR 2.5 years ago at the very beginning when I had just a little nugget of an idea. And you know, the thing is, Japanese fish-shaped stuffed waffles, like most people have not heard of that.
Nope.
Are like, is there fish in them? Is it a dessert? And so like, I really wasn't sure if people were going to like it at all. And like food trucks are expensive.
They definitely are.
And so I didn't want to spend like, you know, up to $100,000 and then find out that no one cared about these.
Yeah.
And so I threw like a bunch of different like avenues. I ended up at Spring GR and they kind of helped me formulate my idea and you know, pick my target market, pick like all of these like marketing tactics, things like that. And then, you know, they just said, okay, go.
Yeah.
And I went and now here we are.
I love that. And that probably took so much research. So a lot of entrepreneurs, when they're in those beginning stages, they have to do a ton of research of A, is my business viable, which I'm sure you did.
Mm-hmm.
B, because you're bringing something new, like West Michigan doesn't have a crazy ton amount of Japanese style food.
Yeah.
So you're bringing something completely new to this market. I know that your research was probably slim to none when you first started, because what are you supposed to look up? You know what I mean? You have no blueprint. You're basically kind of figuring it out on your own. Tell us more, like, what was that process like?
Yeah, and I think you've definitely hit the nail on the head with like, there's not really anything to compare it to.
Yeah.
There are a handful of other like desserty food trucks that like sell like different like products similar to mine, but none. And like even like taiyaki restaurants in the United States, there's like maybe 10.
Yeah.
And so it was like, you know, I kind of was comparing myself to the other food trucks and like sort of seeing like
what's relevant.
Yeah, what's relevant to them. And then I think what really helped me was we did like a thing at the Grand Rapids Library where we Learned about like target markets and like how to like research all of that
with
stuff.
Steve Lasserie.
Yes. Yeah. What a resource.
Steve Lasserie, the business librarian, if you guys do not know, he is absolutely an amazing resource. Please feel free to go and sign up for a consultation with him. He will walk you through what it looks like to research businesses. SpringGR does offer that to all of our classes when you come through the program so that you can go and have a free consultation with him. It is worth its weight in gold. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Steve is my guy.
Yeah. And there's just like all of this, like such detailed information on like all of these like different like target demographics. And then, you know, I guess it was up to me to like sort of pick and choose like what, you know, what I thought was going to be like my customer.
Yeah.
And then that has really, I think I did a pretty good job like honing that down. And then I guess the biggest, I think our biggest help is that we've done a lot of like Instagram targeted marketing. Mm-hmm. And I use that info to like really hone in
and dig deep of like, okay, this is exactly who I need to talk to. And yeah. I feel like that goes great with our next point. So at what point did you realize this is bigger? Like, I need to scale, I need to grow, I need to get a truck. Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, so we started off in a tent. Like,
okay.
That's like
something. Farmer's market?
We would do like farmer's markets, breweries, coffee shops, things like that. And yeah, so it was just like a 10 by 10 tent. We had a little table and a little generator and all this. And we were so slow at making these waffles. Like, we did Food Truck Fridays at Riverside Park last year, and our like the first weekend we had people waiting 40 minutes for these waffles.
Oh no.
And I felt like so bad, because like, again, these people were waiting. And you know, it worked. You know, some people were a little upset. I get it. I would not want to wait 40 minutes for a waffle.
Right.
But other people were like so excited for us and so happy. And so, you know, and our setup, like all of it had to fit into two cars.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big old hassle.
Of course.
And so we bought like a Ram ProMaster van to like put all of the stuff in. And that was that was like a huge step. So I was like, oh, that's a lot of money.
And yeah.
Like, is it going to be worth it? And like, the end goal was to convert this van into a food truck eventually. There's like one other food truck in Grand Rapids that has like a van. And I was like, well, that's like a cool concept. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. And it's like, there are two like paths, I guess you can go. You can buy like a big box truck, like a FedEx truck, or you can buy a trailer.
Mm.
And the thought of driving a trailer stresses me out.
Absolutely.
No,
not.
No, I would.
Absolutely not.
I think it'd be flipped over on a highway.
Yeah.
Also, the thought of driving a big FedEx truck, very stressful.
Yeah.
A van like that?
That's doable. That's doable. It's that's doable. In the middle. That's in the middle.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't need like all of this space. Like, we had figured out, like, we worked in really well in like a very tight space. Like, okay. We don't need like a whole, we don't need a deep fryer. We don't need like all this extra stuff that other food trucks have.
Mm-hmm.
So like the small footprint works really well for us.
Mm.
And so yeah, we bought the van and then just as like a cargo to like haul the stuff around. So we weren't like filling our cars, like our regular cars up.
Yeah.
And then over the winter is when we were like, really like, okay, let's do this. Let's build it out. Let's have a food truck. Like, you know, because with the tent set up, like people were really, really excited for us. Like, we'd have lines and people would come out for us and things like that. And it's like, well, you know, I think we can take this like next step and build out the food truck and then assume that people will still care like mm-hmm. Over the next year.
Yeah.
And yeah, they have.
So what challenges, because that's like, that's one part of success, right? Because you're building, you're growing, but then what challenges did you face on the journey? Like, building out a food truck is no easy feat. So what did that look like? What challenges did you have to face, or what roadblocks did you encounter?
Yeah, I think So I guess a little bit about me is like, I'm a very DIY person. like with our house, like I'm always doing, I have like one project. Well, I have a lot of projects that like are half done.
Right.
And so like, it's really, it's like my, it's in my nature to like want to do all these things myself. And then I got the like pamphlet from the health department, like all these rules and regulations that you need to follow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this.
There's no way I'm doing that.
And so it has like, it killed me inside to like give it to someone else to do. But I knew like, I didn't have the time to like do all this. And especially like, you know, with like, we're so busy like in our regular lives.
What does that even look like?
Yes, we both, my fiance and I both have like full-time jobs and the food truck.
Okay.
And so it's a lot. Like in this past July, we didn't have a day off, like from like the beginning of July till the like now-ish. So.
And that's so hard because on one hand you're like, yes, we're making this money. We're doing so good. We have all these opportunities. And then on the other, it's like, when are we going to get a break? When are we going to be able to take that mental health day? Or when are we going to be able to put ourselves first in the business? So that brings me to my next question, because obviously you've had so many different opportunities, right? So what opportunities do you say yes to? What opportunities do you say no to when you're trying to grow this business? You're trying to build it, you're trying to scale, you're trying to build up to get your goal. But what does that even look like when you have so many opportunities flooding in?
that's the question, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, and we're getting so many opportunities now. Like people will just like come out of the woodwork, reach out to us, and it's like, oh, it's on a Thursday. We can't
do it.
And it's just like, you know, I'm happy to take time off my regular job to like do these things. But like at the same time, like I want to keep my vacation days like for vacations and things like that. And it's tough. And like, especially when like people will ask us like on the weekends, it's like, boy, like this is like a cool opportunity, but like,
what do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like that's an opportunity cost, especially if you're not a full-time entrepreneur, like being able to prioritize your mental health, your significant other, plus your 9-to-5 and your business. Like that can be a lot sometimes. So what do you do to combat that? Because I know there's a ton of entrepreneurs that are going through that exact same thing of trying to juggle it all. What do you do that's like, this is my me time, this is my boundary, that's it?
Yeah, I think for us, like really early on, we decided that we don't want to work on holidays. Like I know like 4th of July, like huge, like big thing for food trucks, like, okay, we are doing something for Labor Day, but it's a one day thing. It was like a friendly favor. But like, other than that, like we try to like block off time for, it's like for holidays. Like just, we know, spend time with our family, spend time with our friends, things like that. It's like really, it's important to us.
I feel like your mental health is everything. Like if you guys are working 365, then who's working on the business? Mm-hmm. And then also, when do you guys have time for yourself? So what tools or systems or things in place have you used to kind of like make growing easier for you?
Yeah, that's a tough one too. I think my fiance, very good with the like Google Calendar. And
love
like,
that.
And I just, you know, I just kind of I look at it and we have a thing that says Necco Blackout. And it's just like, don't schedule events for that day.
Can't do it.
I usually don't know what the reason for that blackout is. My fiance knows, and then I'll just ask her. She's like, "I already told you."
Yeah.
And but it's like nice to we'll do that, and then I guess just like making sure that we stay organized with like our email inbox and things like that. Again, my fiance keeps all of it.
So definitely a dynamic duo.
Oh yeah,
definitely a dynamic duo. I love that.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome, and I feel like when you have a partner, it makes it a little bit easier than if you're doing it yourself. So what advice would you give to an entrepreneur that is preparing for growth and that's nervous?
Yeah, it's definitely scary. That's something that I am trying to figure out right now. I think the next step for us is I would love to quit my regular job and take this full time. I think we can support it. I don't have any evidence to support that, like hard cut evidence. And that's what we're trying to figure out right now. And I actually just talked to Chris here at Spring GR, and she gave me this spreadsheet on like my numbers.
Ooh.
And she helped me just like a 1 hour consulting. It didn't start with an A, it started with a C.
Okay.
Like a 1 hour consulting thing. And I came in, I just said, I don't really know my numbers. And she said, well, do you have the spreadsheet? What spreadsheet? Mm. And she like pulled it up, and it
does everything.
It completely revitalized how I look at my business. And it's like, now I know like exactly how much like one waffle costs and like how mm-hmm. to like accommodate for like different prices of food and things like that. And just like, you know, how much money I want to make like as the owner and things like that. And it was just so helpful. And so that's what we're trying going through right now, to like build that out and make sure that, you know, these numbers are, we have the like capacity and support to like take this full time and, you know, really like build our growth and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's huge. A, food is fluctuating so much.
Yes.
So that makes sense. If you have to like adjust for that inflation, you have to make sure that like your numbers are good. But what another great opportunity that Spring GR alumni have is our business and bookkeeping roundtable. So we have our bookkeeping roundtable that is a couple of weeks. We have it twice a year, and it gives entrepreneurs the opportunity to be able to really dig deep into their numbers. Not only are you digging deep into your numbers, but we set you up with a Wave account, which is comparable to QuickBooks. And I feel like having that account system, and you can actually sit and look at your numbers, and you know the price of how much it costs to make one waffle, or the price of eggs, or whatever the case may be. Like, to have all of that listed out, that does everything for a business owner trying to figure out like, where's my money going? How am I spending it? How much money do I have allotted towards all of these different categories? Like, it grows you as an entrepreneur.
Definitely.
So if you're an alumni, look out for the bookkeeping roundtables, because we have them, and it does a lot. Like, have you done any roundtables?
No, every time I always want to do it, and it's always like never at a good time. And it's like, oh, come on, I want to do it.
Yes. Roundtables are a great opportunity for alumni. And then we also have mentoring. So if you have a mentor, you know, entrepreneurs are always looking for that next step help, because you get a coach during class, but then afterwards, it's kind of like, well, what do I do now? Like, what if I still have questions, or what if I still need guidance? We have that mentorship option for entrepreneurs to be able to still ask those questions that you need while you're in the middle of growth. And I feel like that's huge. So with that, how are you connected to Spring GR? Like, as you're growing, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, it's something that I feel like I didn't do as much of in like the first year as I probably should have or wanted to. But this year I've definitely like reached back out, and it's been like so helpful. Like, we did the consulting with Chris, and I'm like coming back to talk to the ID Lab, and I would love to do the mentor thing. It was a time where I was like, ah, I can't make it work. I did like a marketing class with CARE,
mm-hmm.
like a workshop, things like that. That was super helpful. And yeah, it's just like, there's so many opportunities for like continued business, like learning and growth. And it's so helpful.
Yeah. So what's next for your business? Like, we know that you're looking to grow in that way of like quitting your job, but what does that look like in the next 6 months?
Yeah, I think definitely the next 6 months, like just like getting our process down, like solid. Like, we're in a pretty good space now with like the van. Like, we're booked out for pretty much the rest of the year. And just like kind of figuring out like what that means for next year. And just, you know, getting as many like events and business like opportunities, and like even just like making those connections with like businesses where we can like come to a coffee shop like on a Tuesday morning,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just kind of like make those connections now to where, you know, we can just like send them an email and say, hey, do you want us to come? And they say, yeah, please.
Yeah.
And I think that's like kind of where we're at right now, and figuring out like the next steps to like where you know, we're not like getting another food truck or not getting like a brick and mortar. I think that's coming.
Right.
Maybe not in the next 6 months.
Right, right, right. So what's on your menu? What is your favorite type?
So let me tell you. So there's the traditional filling it's in Japan. It's like this red bean paste. And, you know, when I was doing my market research, I was like, people in Grand Rapids are not going to want this.
Yeah.
Like, they'll, like, what are the refried beans?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like, along with that, like, it takes like a lot of educating to where, like, oh no, it's like sweet. It's like a dessert. It's still nice. And so for the first one, we were in the tent, we didn't have it at all, the red bean paste. And then once we had the truck, we got it, and it's now our best seller, which is
really
crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what did you do to educate?
I honestly, it's just like, people are like, oh, this is like so interesting. It's like so cool. And like when we were in the tent, like some people would ask about it. Oh, where's the red bean paste? Sorry, we don't have it.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't think people were going to care. Mm-hmm. And they do. Which is so shocking and so cool. Which is great. So that one's my favorite. It's okay. Called Anko. It's red bean paste.
Mm.
For a little bit more mild, or like maybe it's like a less adventurous flavor, we have a cinnamon roll one.
That sounds really good. That sounds so good. You're making me hungry. Okay. Well, is there any like final piece of advice or wisdom that you would share with the entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I think the thing that really held me back was fear. And just don't be afraid. and you know, if you have like this idea or something, and you're just like, oh, I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know if I should do it. And you know, you never know kind of where you'll land.
That. Well, Sam, where can we find you?
Yeah, I think the best place is Instagram. It's Neko, N-E-K-O, Taiyaki, T-A-I-Y-A-K-I, _GR.
Love that. Well, we're going to put it down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. It has been a pleasure, and I learned something new, which is really awesome. And a huge shout out to everyone who's listening to us. If you'd like to connect with him, all of his information is going to be at the bottom here, so you'll be able to see it. And if you are interested in Spring GR, you can visit us at www.springgr.com, which is also going to be at the bottom here, and you can follow us on social media at SpringGRFam. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss future conversations with more inspiring entrepreneurs. Until then, keep building, keep dreaming, and keep growing.